You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. We're 3 months into most music outlets being closed to the public in Washtenaw County, with some of those starting to reopen. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the performance arts, and of course the local jazz scene is big to us and our listeners here at WEMU, so we thought we'd check in with local, I'm calling him local jazz legend. He's a bassist, composer, performer, a teacher, Paul Keller. How you doing, Paul?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing, well, pretty good, and I hope you are, too. I hope everybody in WEMU land is doing well.
So what have these last 3 months been like for you, a local jazz performer?
Well, I kind of forgot how to play.
Really?
Yeah, well, I had to kind of reteach myself because all of a sudden everything went down, right?
Right.
I'm a string bass player. You know, really, since all the gigs dried up, I didn't play for quite a while. When I came back to it, boy, I could really feel it. I forgot how physical playing the string bass is, especially when your chops are down. When your chops are up, it's pretty easy, but when you let it go for a few weeks, boy, that's tough to happen. This is the longest I've ever gone without playing in my life. And now that the little crocuses are starting to come back up, all the little gigs and the opportunities, it is really just a joy, and it's like medicine to me and to the friends who I've been gathering with carefully, cautiously, prudently to try to get back together and play a little bit. I cannot tell you the feeling of joy that overcame me the first time. I burst into tears when I got together with my friends Steve Wood and Kerry Kocher, and we played together. It was just such a wonderful experience. I was overwhelmed, and I realized how important this music is to me, and I know it's important to a lot of folks in our community who just really consider the arts something that's giant in their lives. We've had a lot of support from some of the arts organizations and from some of our loyal fans along the way, doing some driveway concerts and some online concerts, and live from my barn. We're getting together with a couple of musicians and no audience, but we've Facebook Live those concerts. They come up on my Facebook page, Paul Keller Facebook page, and we also try to upload them on YouTube so people can see them later.
So this pandemic has led you to be even more creative as a performing musician.
Well, yes, it has, and I'm hoping that some of the things we've discovered are going to stick around for a long time afterwards, like videotaping our shows and putting them up online. I've had so many great comments from people all over the world who have seen our barn concerts. We just get together and do a little playing. Next thing you know, I get a response from Japan or from Russia or from California, and sometimes even a little tip. And so that has helped us just keep on going. Sometimes a little musical tip can turn into a whole new composition. And that's one of the fun things that I've done over the past 3 months is I've composed 40 new songs.
Wow.
Oh, that's a positive thing that came out of this. And I think that for a lot of people, some positive things are coming out of this. So, yeah, these barn concerts that we're doing, we're trying to get our way through these new lockdown songs. I'm calling it kind of a lockdown suite. And like I said, there's 40 of them. You know what's really been fun is coming up with the titles, too.
Oh, tell us some, please.
Oh, titles like Get a Haircut and Lockdown. There's a song called Lockdown. There's a song called Bluebirds in Spring. Uh-huh. We just attracted the bluebirds over here, so I was inspired by that. Sometimes I find out that when the title comes, the song immediately pours out of me. It's so funny. Once you just get the concept, the rest of the content comes easily. I like to say that all of my compositions go through my mother and father prism. And what that means is if my mom and dad would approve and they say, that sounds good, I can understand that, then that's good enough for me.
Do you have your bass nearby?
I do. Here's a song that came to me after I was practicing a little Johann Sebastian Bach I was playing air on a G string, and I wasn't doing it very well. Sometimes, well, that's why people practice. And the title came into my head, Error on a G String. So I wrote a song called Error on a G String, and it goes like this. Just a bit.
Paul Keller, everybody. How cool is that? So you're debuting one of your new songs right here on WEMU.
That's right. That's right. The greatest jazz radio station in the world.
Okay, so you are performing around town. We saw you at the Blue Llama Jazz Club the other night. Great that they're reopening up. And are you doing some driveway concerts as well?
Yes, we've been doing a bunch of driveway concerts. People have been calling us and saying, we miss you. We miss your music. Will you come to our house and play in the driveway? And so we've been doing it with duos and trios. The folks set up their lawn chairs in their driveway, socially distanced, of course. Everybody's generally wearing masks. We play for a half an hour or an hour or however long they want us to. And it's been a new and creative way to present our music, to bring it directly to the people. So we're just trying to make a new normal and get our way through this and make people happy, make ourselves happy, and do what we were born to do, which was play music.
Are you interested or available in doing more if someone else is interested?
Oh, absolutely. We'll come to your house, and you can always get a hold of me. I'm not invisible. I try not to be invisible. PaulKellerJazz.com. You can call me or email me, and we'll try to get you on the books and see if we can bring a little mini jazz concert to your home. We've also been doing some Facebook Live concerts, which have been a lot of fun. And we do two or three of those every week from my barn or from some other remote location. Usually there's no audience for that, but we go up online and we accept tips from that. And this is another way we've just been trying to keep our heads above water and keep our knife sharp. Now we're coming out of it, and we're sharpening our knives again.
And it sounds like you're happy to be once again experiencing the joy of jazz.
I can't even find the words to accurately tell you how joyful it made me feel when we started playing again with live human beings.
And we'll put links to Paul and perhaps some of his recent performances on our website, WEMU.org. Paul Keller, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for caring, Lisa. I appreciate it. And I wish all of everybody out in EMU land the very best. And I hope to see you soon at a live jazz concert.